Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to check out Vanilla Crack of Noon from Transient Artisan Ales. This is a coffee cream oatmeal stout at 6% ABV. I like coffee. I like it dark. I like it cold. So this one is a little colder. I would say this has only been out of the fridge about 15 minutes. So it's going to be up to you. I say it every time. Sometimes I drink them cold, sometimes I drink them room temp. I believe this was $3.59 is what I paid for it. Pretty good deal. So let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass. And if you haven't yet, if you're not a subscriber, hit that subscribe button. New videos out every single day, and it's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Go ahead and hit that button. So let's get into this beer. Most of the stuff from them has been good. I try and pick it up when I can. I do have a lot at the end. I'll have the playlist. But Transient puts out a ton of beers, and I try and pick them up when I can. So on to the review. Light mocha colored head, I would say. Pretty much all small bubbles. I do have a couple from that last pour. Not even a half a finger of head. Man. I would say dark brown. It is not black. I'm looking, I can see just because of the light boxes, like I can watch the dark ruby red hue go over. I mean, you guys are, if at all, it's like following the edge of the glass. Like, why? There you go. You think this camera would know what to do by now. We can put the light on it just to see if it would focus. Okay, I guess it's Friday, so I guess it has a mind of its own. From that, I would go black. I don't know how much you guys will be able to see, but it from the light right here, it's a dark brown. Like, dark brown. It's not black. It's not as black as this case live. Yeah, I mean, this probably looks the same color, but it's not as dark as that. It's not even as dark as the wording on there. Doesn't matter. No. Let's go ahead and smell. I do get that coffee. It's almost like going into like a Big B. I don't go to Starbucks, so I can't tell you what that smells like, but I'm guessing that's the same thing. Also, around me, we've got a couple small coffee places, and going into there, that, like, smell of them blending the beans, cracking them, whatever you want to call that. That's kind of what I get, but a little bitterness, like a little bitter coffee. I'm not getting the pepper or the green pepper that I said, I don't even know what review, that last review with the coffee stout or whatever it was. I was getting some of that green pepper, black cracked pepper. I'm not getting that, but I'm guessing it's sweeter. It's got that vanilla in there. I would say almost pushing like a French roast coffee, a little sweeter than that, a little bit more bitterness maybe coming out of there. I'm guessing that's why they're putting cream from the vanilla maybe. I can tell you I would take an air freshener of that. It smells good. It doesn't smell overly sweet. You're still getting that base stout, that roasted malt, that light chocolate, and obviously coffee. I'm guessing they're using coffee beans in this. I don't think it says on there, but we can check Untappd. But yeah, smells good. Let's go ahead and taste. Definitely get that bitterness from the coffee or roasted malts. I'm guessing coffee. I'm going to say they're using coffee beans because even in the aftertaste,
that bitter coffee's coming through with that vanilla. There is some chocolate. It seems like that that chocolate's amped up. I don't know if it's from the vanilla just kind of amping it up. I wouldn't say it's a full-on, like, chocolate-covered coffee bean. The coffee is standing out more, and the bitterness is there. So that's going to be up to you if you like bitter coffee, but from a lot of the other coffee stouts that I've tasted, this one does have more bitterness, more of that coffee bitterness than most of them. It's not like sweet like a lot of those other ones are. It's almost like that coffee does stand out, then that vanilla is a secondary, which is fine with me. Smooth, easy drinking. Body's probably almost medium. I think it's fine for what it is. My lips are a little sugary, like sticky together. I would have to say, I hope you like your coffee bitter. I think that's one thing. I don't think I've had a coffee stout or something like this in a long time, just because of that bitterness that's in there. I don't think adding the rest of this is gonna change what we're getting. Nah. A little sweetness on the back end, a little vanilla on the back end. But yeah, I would say the star of the show is that coffee bitterness mixed in there with a regular stout. So maybe that regular stout's amping it up, a little almost burnt malt you can kind of get, but I'm turning it to the coffee bean. Because I drink my coffee straight, and I get that bitterness, but it seems like there's a little, I don't want to say burnt ashy, but almost burnt and ashy flavor that's in there that could be upping the bitterness. I mean, it seems 45, 50, somewhere in there for the bitterness, and it hangs on. Like, it's still in the aftertaste in the back of my throat. That bitterness seems like it's holding on. But on this one, I go 4.25 out of 5. I want that coffee. I like my stouts, if they're going to have coffee, to be over coffee. And I think this is fine. That vanilla is kind of in the background, not up front like a lot of the other ones are. So yeah, 4.25 out of 5. I would definitely pick a 4-pack of this up. Let's check Untappd and see how many people don't like this beer. So it doesn't list the IBUs. But none of my friends have checked it in. 13 people have. 4.12 out of 5. That's actually surprising. Coffee, vanilla, roasty, creamy, sweet. Creamy, I wouldn't put creamy in there. I would change that for something else. Probably bitter is what I would go with. Let's just see what. Tons of vanilla, coffee, creamy. I don't think it has tons of vanilla. Unless when it warms up, that vanilla really comes out. It's there, but I think saying tons of vanilla is a little too much. I'd like to see this in a barrel. See, this guy says dark brown. Vanilla and roasted coffee nose taste, add cream. Creamy chocolate flavor. I guess if you said that, like a creamy chocolate, like light, because I do think that coffee overpowers the chocolate, I could see that. But I wouldn't say like creamy, like you're getting a McDonald's or from Starbucks or something and putting a lot of cream in there. I guess I've never done that. But I could see people saying that. 4.5, 3.5. I wish they would have left a comment. I'm guessing they're thinking it's too bitter. But But yeah, if you're into coffee beers, definitely one to pick up and try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.